Hi everyone and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
And we are talking about Chun Yu and the dream he's having.
Yeah, and we're on day three.
That's right. So far we've learned that Chun Yu was fired by his general for drinking too much and acting badly. Mm-hmm. So he just went home and he drank more. Now what happened? He fell asleep, but when he woke up, two messengers told him something.
Mm-hmm. They were from Huai'an, and they want him to go visit Huai'an because the king invited him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at Huai'an, Chun Yu also married the daughter of the king, which is super nice.
Yeah. And he also became the governor of Nanke, right?
Wow.
So we learned that he lived in this beautiful place, Huai'an, for 20 years. He had a really good life. Everyone got really rich. Everyone was happy. But then another kingdom attacked Nanke.
After that, Chun Yu's wife and friend died, and he had to go back to Huai'an.
Right.
So now he's like an old man, 20 years.
He's an old man, he's got no wife, his friends have died, he's not a governor anymore. Let's find out if things get any better for Chun Yu in day three of our article.
The Nanke Dream.
In Huai'an, the king makes Chun Yu an officer. Although Chun Yu is no longer governor, he's happy. He makes powerful and rich friends and spends a lot of money. However, some people don't like Chun Yu and spread rumors about him. This makes him lose his job, and the king grounds him. Chun Yu becomes sad. The king feels bad and says,
Chun Yu, you should return home.
Chun Yu obeys. He is surprised when he wakes up in his bed. Was he dreaming? A few days later, Chun Yu hears bad news. His friends Zhou and Tian died. Chun Yu thinks,
life is too short to be obsessed with money and power.
Officer, officer. The president told his best officers his new plan. The president told his best officers his new plan. Spread, 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 spread. News spreads much faster these days. Because of the internet. News spreads much faster these days because of the internet. Obey, obey. You have to obey the teacher or you will get in trouble. You have to obey the teacher or you will get in trouble. Surprised, surprised. Luke was surprised when his friends held a big birthday party for him. Luke was surprised when his friends held a big birthday party for him.
Okay, so day three of our article, we have Chun Yu in Huai'an, and here it says, in Huai'an, the king makes Chun Yu an officer.
Okay, first he was a governor of Nanke, and he did a good job. Mm-hmm. So the king offered him a job when he's back to Huai'an. The job is to be an officer.
That's right. Now, this officer, it's another army word. It's spelled O-F-F-I-C-E-R, officer, and we're going to find out what it means right here. An officer is a person who is in a high position and can tell people what to do. Now, this can be in the army, like a general. It can be a police officer. Now, these are people who usually work for the city government. Or it can be a person in the government. All these people can be officers. Here's an example sentence. The president told his best officers his new plan. The president told his best officers his new plan.
Officer, 我们看到这个字尾是 ER, 就可以看得出来是指官员。Officer 呢可以指在军队工作的士官长，或者是呢生活我们很常见就是 police officer, 警官。另外呢我们像在政府工作的这些公务人员呢，我们也可以叫他们叫 officer。像这个我们看到例句呢，就是在这个总统呢跟他的幕僚讲最新的计划。So, does he like living in Huai'an?
I think so. He's not a governor anymore, but he does have a job now.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here, although Chun Yu is no longer governor, he's happy.
当然啊，一开始他可能是太守，回到这个淮安呢，他就变成一个 officer. 不过呢，他还是过得很快乐的生活啦。So he's not an officer, but a governor. Not a governor anymore, but an officer.
Right. Okay. So let's find out what happens. Do things get any better for him? He says here he makes powerful and rich friends and spends a lot of money.
Oh, right. When you're in power, you make friends with rich people.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you spend a lot of time
and more money.
Yeah, and money when you hang out with them. 因为官位不小嘛，所以你可能结交的朋友都是一些有钱有势的朋友。这些人呢，我们可以用 powerful 来形容，就表示有权力的，权力很高的。不过啊，不要以为跟这些人当朋友很风光啦，当然你也要花比较多的钱啊跟时间招呼这些有钱的朋友。 So Chun Yu's happy, that's good.
Yeah, now one thing we can say about Chun Yu is that he's had a lot of ups and downs. Now when we say ups and downs like that, just means that a lot of good things happen and then a lot of bad things happen and then a lot of good things happen and then a lot of bad things happen.
That's life.
And guess what? Things are really good, right?
Okay.
What happens when things are good?
Oh, no. There's
they go down.
Down.
Yeah, he's going to have another down here. So here it says in the article, however, some people don't like Chun Yu and spread rumors about him.
True. You make friends, but also enemies.
Yes.
No matter how much you try, there are still some people that don't like you. And they might even spread rumors about you.
That's right. Now, we're going to talk about the word spread, but first I want to spell the word that Winnie told us, enemy. It's E-N-E-M-Y. That's a good one for you to know.
People don't like you.
Right. People who don't like you or who want to hurt you or people that you might want to hurt or don't like can also be enemies. All right. Now let's talk about the word spread that we saw. Spread rumors. Now spread is a verb. It's spelled S-P-R-E-A-D. Spread. And we're going to find out what it means right here.When a rumor or a piece of news or any other piece of information spreads, it becomes known by more and more people. It usually starts with just one person knowing the information, and then as they tell people, bigger groups of people find out until everybody knows the information. Here's an example sentence. News spreads much faster these days because of the internet.News spreads much faster these days because of the internet.
Spread 呢是指散步，不是指那个走路的那个散步啦，是指这个比如说讯息啊、传言啊，或者是谣言等等的散播。注意啊，这个动词的三态呢是不规则，它的三态都是 spread, 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 三态都是长一样的啦。那如果像是这个一般呢，我们也可以说疾病的传播也可以用 spread， 比方说 the flu spreads more quickly in cold weather，流行疾病、流行感冒在这个冬天呢就会传染的比较快。另外呢，很常见的是像是搭配的名词 spread the news， 比如让更多人知道啊。像这个例句呢，就是有了网络，这个新闻啊或者讯息传播的会更快。另外呢，我们看到故事里呢是 spread rumors 呢就是谣言、传言，就是一些不实的讯息啦。所以一些不喜欢淳于的人呢，就会散播一些不利他的谣言。So if there are rumors about you, some people might believe it and they don't trust you anymore.
Right. Have you ever had a rumor spread about you?
I don't think... Probably, I don't know.
Maybe you don't know. Well, that's good. Somebody stopped the rumor before it got to you. That's good. All right. Well, what happens? We know that he's had this rumor spread about him. Some people don't like him. Here it says, this makes him lose his job, and the king grounds him.
我们都说谣言可怕，结果啊，这些流言呢，就让他丢了工作。然后呢，国王也开始不太相信他， and grounds him. 这里的 ground 呢，是当动词，表示禁足，也就是让他哪里都去不了。Have
you ever been grounded?
I don't think it's popular in Taiwan.
I don't think I've never heard of any of my old students being grounded
or
anything like that.
But I've seen it a lot in movies, right?
Yeah, it happens a lot at home in Canada and the US. I'm not sure about the UK,
but... Have you?
I have, only once. I was a pretty good kid.
What did you do?
I said something bad about my teacher, and my mom found out, and so she made me not... She made me stay home. I couldn't go out and see my friends.
And
she almost told me that I couldn't go on a big trip I was excited about. But my dad, he was like, no, like, she's really sorry. She can still go on this trip. Yeah. So I was a pretty good kid, except for that one time. All right. Well, you don't like being grounded. Let me say that. It's no fun. So that's why it says here, Chun Yu becomes sad.
That's true. If people say something bad about you and don't believe what you said, you wouldn't be happy. You feel sad.
Right. Especially, you know, if these rumors aren't true, then, you know, you're losing your job because of a lie. That feels terrible, right? Well, here's another up.
Oh, there's an up again.
It says another up here. It says, the king feels bad and says, Chun Yu, you should return home. Maybe things aren't working out for you so well here anymore.
当然，当初看上他的国王啊，这时候也觉得啊，不好意思啦，可能也过不下去，他就跟淳于说，啊，你还是回家啦。So he came to Huai'an and with two messengers. Now it's time to go home.
Yeah.
After 20 years,
though. I think probably even longer because, you know, he was an officer in Huai'an too, so I think maybe the king is right. Things aren't going well anymore. Now, the king, he doesn't want to fire Chun Yu, but, you know, he likes Chun Yu, so he's got this other option. So, what does Chun Yu do? It says here, Chun Yu obeys. Now, obey is a verb. It's spelled O-B-E-Y, obey. And we're going to find out what it means. When you obey, you do what someone has told you to do. Now, the person who has told or asked you to do something is usually a person in charge or someone who has power. Now, this could be anyone from your mother who is in charge of you, or it could be a police officer who's telling you to drive more slowly, maybe doing something else, or a teacher who wants you to do your homework. Now, when you do these things, you obey. Here's an example sentence. You have to obey the teacher or you will get in trouble. You have to obey the teacher or you will get in trouble.
Yeah, always listen to your teachers and parents, right?
And police officers.
Okay, obey 这个动词呢，是表示遵守、遵从。 通常呢，常常后面会搭配 obey rules， 当然就是遵守规则啦。比方说，make sure you obey traffic rules wherever you drive， 就是要遵守交通规则。那例句呢，则是 you have to obey the teacher， 就是要听从老师的话，不然就麻烦大了。所以呢，这个淳于呢，就听了国王的话，乖乖的回家啦。Okay,
so Chun Yu is surprised, here it says in the article, when he wakes up in his bed.
In his bed? Yeah. I'm surprised too.
Yeah. Now, surprised, this word is an adjective. And if you had just lived inside a tree for 20 years and then woke up in your bed, you might feel this way. Let's spell it. It's spelled S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E-D, surprised. And let's find out what it means right now. Surprised is the feeling you get when something happens that you didn't expect. Think about this. You get home and see a package in the mail. You didn't know your friend was going to send you a gift. That feeling that you have in your brain when you see this package you don't know about is surprise. Let's talk about another example sentence here. Luke was surprised when his friends held a big birthday party for him. Luke was surprised when his friends held a big birthday party for him.
Surprised 这个形容词呢，我们很常见，就表示惊讶的。这个字是 ed 结尾，所以是拿来形容人感到很惊讶的。所以呢，我们可以像例句一样说 ，Luke was surprised， 感到惊讶的，因为他的朋友帮他办了一个盛大的生日派对。这个字如果去掉字尾的 d， 可以当名词 surprise。所以当 Luke 呢，可能在生日派对上 ，Luke 不知道他到场的时候，大家会大喊 surprise， 就是这个字啦。所以回到故事呢，这个他淳于听了国王的话，回到家，结果竟然发现，哎，自己在自己的床上醒过来。Why is that?
Why is what?
Why is he on his bed?
I don't know. But I think in here in the article, it says, was he dreaming?
哎，难不成这一切都是一场梦境吗？ The whole thing was just a dream?
Well...I can honestly say that I've never been able to go into a tree for 20 years and find a secret beautiful world where everyone's rich, so I think it's probably a dream. Well, let's find out what's going to happen now that he's back here in real life. Hopefully he has more ups than downs, but you never know. It says a few days later, Chuan Yu hears bad news. His friends Zhou and Tian died.
Uh-oh.如果是梦境的话，可是几天过后，这个他接到噩耗，就是一样跟梦里一样，他的好朋友也相继过世。If it was just a dream, why is that the same as the dream?
Winnie, you're asking questions I don't know the answer to.
Too many questions.
This is a big, deep discussion. Our students can talk about this. Yeah. But we do need to find out one more thing. Chuan Yu thinks...Life is too short to be obsessed with money and power. Now, this is a good thing. He's learning a lesson from all these ups and downs. But what exactly is life too short for?
这里我们看到有点难的片语 be obsessed with something 表示沉迷于某事物，比方说 don't be obsessed with video games it takes up too much time 如果沉迷于这个电玩的话会花很多时间，所以淳于啊经过了这个似梦非梦以后体悟到人生苦短，何必执着于金钱和这个权力。 Life is too short fordoing something. Life is too short to do something. Let's learn more about this in today's Magic Box.
Okay.
Magic Box! 找亮点
Hello, 各位大朋友小朋友你们好。大家应该都认识我吧，最爱吃豆皮寿司，最喜欢漂亮姐姐的小新。当然呢，不是所有的漂亮姐姐都可以哦，我最最最最喜欢的还是娜娜子姐姐了。不过啊，当我跟她说娜娜子姐姐我要跟你结婚，她竟然跟我说 You are too young to get married. You are too young to get married. 哈，我年纪太小了还不能结婚哦。哦，是这样子哦，好可惜哦，那长大可以吗？好吧，那我之后找机会再问问看娜娜子姐姐咯。诶，不过我刚刚说的你们有没有听懂啊？ You are too young to get married. 一般来说啊，如果我们今天只说 You are too young, 意思呢是你太年轻了。Too 这个后面呢会放形容词，而当我在后面加上一个 too V, 形成了 too 点点点 too 怎么样怎么样怎样的句子。这时候啊就是太怎么样怎么样，以至于不能怎么样怎么样的意思哟。它对照这个英文呢、啊、是没有 not 的否定字，因为啊 too 本身呢就包含了否定的意思哟。所以造句的时候要特别特别的小心啊，就跟小心一样要小心。哎呀，好啦，虽然我太年轻，年纪太小了，以至于我不能够结婚。好啦，好像也是哈、哦，因为我才幼稚园呢。娜娜子姐姐说的对，不过啊，老实说，除了娜娜子姐姐以外啊，我每次看到漂亮的大姐姐，哇，都好想要跟他们玩哎，可是他们好像都很忙哎。They are too busy to play with me. They are too busy to play with me. 哦，他们太忙了，以至于无法跟我玩耍。但我怎么觉得他们都是在装忙？好吧，真希望我可以快快的长大喽。 好啦，小新呢就帮大家复习一下咯。 To 加上形容词再加上 to 怎么样怎么怎么样，就是呢太怎么样以至于无法怎么样的用法啦。虽然呢中文解释里面呢有无法的意思，但小心哦，句子中不需要加 not 来把它变成否定。哦，天哪， I think I'm too tired to talk anymore， 我觉得我太累无法再说话了。啊，天哪，都好像已经很晚了，小心要去睡觉觉哦，拜拜。
Wait for it, it's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome back from Magic Box. We have finished our article. We're now in review time. And I've got a quiz for Winnie.
A quiz? I'm ready. After 3 days, I'm ready.
She knows. She's going to get 100%. All right. Winnie, are you ready for question number one?
Yes. Okay. Bring it on.
It's multiple choice.
It's multiple choice. Yep. Okay.
You get three answers to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, which word goes in the sentence? Blank. Or sorry, no blanks yet. I blank someone calling my name. Do you say, I hear someone calling my name?
A hear.
I sound someone calling my name. Or I listen to someone calling my name. Hear, sound, or listen to.
我听到有人叫我的名字。听到。I think hear?
You hear someone calling your name. You don't sound or listen to.
Okay.
All right. Number two. Which of the following words is an adjective?
Oh.
Is it A, spread, B, officer, or C, surprised?
哪一个是形容词？Officers.It's E-R, 是个人，这是名词。Surprised and spread. I'm gonna go with E-D 结尾的好了 ,surprised.
That's right, you did a good thing. You looked at that E-D in the word, you thought about it, you said, yeah, that's an adjective.
Yes.
All right, here's another question. Which word is not related to the army?Is it A, ground, B, general, or C, officer?
General, officer, ground. I remember you were grounded. You were not in the army.
No.
Ground. A.
Yeah. Ground means that you... It's sort of a punishment when you're in trouble for something. Okay, number four. Why does Chun Yu become sad? Remember, he gets sad. Okay, A. Because the king spreads bad rumors about him. B. Because the king punishes him after people say things that aren't true. C. Because the king puts him in jail for doing many bad things.
怎么感觉好像都似曾相见 ？There are bad rumors about him.
Who spreads them, though?
The king doesn't believe him. In jail? I don't remember that Chen Yu was in jail. Is it A?
No, the king does not spread bad rumors.
Okay.
Your
bad rumors, but not from the king.
Right.
Okay.So B, then.
That's right. Other people say bad things or things that aren't true.
And he was punished.
And then he's punished. He's not an officer anymore. He loses his job. All right. Well, you can kind of go through your article. There's lots of days there. You can give your friends or classmates a quiz, too. Hopefully, they do as well as Winnie did. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for our literature article this month. So, for A+ English, I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Nanka Dream. In Huai'an, the king makes Chun Yu an officer. Although Chun Yu is no longer governor, he's happy. He makes powerful and rich friends and spends a lot of money. However, some people don't like Chun Yu and spread rumors about him. This makes him lose his job, and the king grounds him. Chun Yu becomes sad. The king feels bad and says,
Chun Yu, you should return home.
Chun Yu obeys. He is surprised when he wakes up in his bed. Was he dreaming? A few days later, Chun Yu hears bad news. His friends Zhou and Tian died. Chun Yu thinks,
Life is too short to be obsessed with money and power.
Officer, officer. The president told his best officers his new plan. The president told his best officers his new plan. Spread, 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 spread. News spreads much faster these days because of the internet. News spreads much faster these days because of the internet. Obey, obey. You have to obey the teacher, or you will get in trouble. You have to obey the teacher, or you will get in trouble. Surprised, surprised. Luke was surprised when his friends held a big birthday party for him. Luke was surprised when his friends held a big birthday party for him.